The Defense Department spent nearly $4 billion over the past two decades to replace every square foot of the Pentagon's interior. They tore it down and rebuilt it floor to ceiling, wedge by wedge. Officials expect the project to extend the Pentagon's life by another 50 years. Sajil Ahmed is the director of the Facilities Services Directorate for DOD, and they oversaw the Pentagon renovation program. And he joins us now. Good morning. Thanks so much for taking the time this morning.
Hi, good morning.
Now,
thank you.
One of the things that Tom and I were talking about before we came out of our commercial break is, what is it that maybe General Eisenhower would see differently if he were to walk in the Pentagon today?
I think what you look is a more modern office building, more airy, more open, with few sunlight, more sunlight coming in, better hallways, better office environment for all the employees who work over here. You know, we used to have hallways which are not fully lighted. We used to see paint peeling off. Basically a building which needed a renovation. I think as you walk now, you'll see a much better building, much better areas for the tenants itself who live and work over here for the different food service areas and things like that.
Now, when you were digging down, when your crews, rather, maybe you did too, were digging down deep into the catacombs underground, did you find that the Pentagon is generally well built in the original?
Mostly is well built, but we also found some things. As you know, the Pentagon was built quickly in 18 months time frame. So in some areas, we found that some of the structure need to be shored up more. I mean, some areas, for example, for the bricks itself, bricks were just laid on top of each other with no mortar in some cases. So I think we found both things. But usually overall it was well built. And maybe we found, for example, some of the pile caps for the structure itself, for the columns, they were not where we were looking for. Missing a couple of places, but I think overall structure was pretty good.
Let's talk about that. You say that it was built originally in 18 months, but it took 18 years for the refurbishment. Why the difference?
I think the big difference is as we renovated the Pentagon itself, we had to keep it open for 24 hours. It was an operational building. So that means we need to make sure that the 24-hour operations are ongoing while we are doing the renovation. We had to move people out wedge by wedge, so about 5,000 people out every time when we move people around, and then renovate the place, as you mentioned, from gutting it down all the way to the slab, to the structure, and building it back up, and then move people back in. As we are doing it, we still have to, as we renovate, we're putting in the better technology, putting in better security, and it's a 6 million square feet of space. So as we are working through that, we had to go through different changes in missions, 9/11 attacks, two wars, Iran and Afghanistan. So we had to work through all those and make sure the department's mission is ongoing as we do the renovation itself. And it just took a long time to make that happen.
And speaking of technology, of course, it changes a lot. And the first wedge was done 15, 16 years ago. And the needs of telecommunications and computers keep changing. The wiring has to change. Is the renovation done in such a way that it's easy to change out technology for the newer without tearing apart everything again?
That is correct. When we first looked at the renovation designs itself, we looked at putting structured wiring in place, structured physical spaces, the technology, the wiring, the fiber in place, so that if we need to change out the boxes, change out the technology, we don't have to go back and do the full renovation. So right from the start, we did that. So the structure is in place to start to implement new technology as it comes in. And we have found out from Wedge 1, which we started completed actually about 10 years back now, 10 to 12 years back, to where we are now. Technology has changed. And we proved this concept out because every wedge we looked at new technology coming in and how to incorporate that technology into the new wedge itself. And it has worked out good for us because we had the basic structure in place to start to implement that.
We are talking with Sajil Ahmed, the director of the Facility Services Directorate for DOD. So does that mean that you don't have to start all over again now that Wedge 1 has been refurbished for the past 10 years or so because you've sort of baked in the improvements as you went along? You don't have to, now that you've finished the wheel, you start the wheel all over again?
Well, hopefully we don't have to start all over the renovation again. We have to do the life cycle upgrades. Like, for example, in Wedge 1, which was the first wedge which got completed, we are going back in there to start to do life cycle upgrades for fire alarm systems, for electrical systems, mechanical systems, IT systems. Now, the network boxes we have installed there at that point, those all have to be upgraded. So we are going back and doing those things, but don't have to do the full renovation itself. Down to the structure, we could just go in, use the same structure we put in place, and do the upgrade on technologies, upgrade of systems itself. So hopefully that's the only thing we'll have to keep doing, and not doing full renovation until for next 50 years.
And Mr. Ahmed, as you indicated, people work long hours in the Pentagon. Mm-hmm. What are some of the creature comfort upgrades in terms of, say, food service or air conditioning? Is it nicer to work in than it was before?
It is much nicer to work in. We have much better food services. Folks work here 24 hours, so we have different areas where we are providing now different types of foods. Before the renovation, for example, we had one big cafeteria type of food services, and we had some smaller things, but now we have more brand name food services and more distributed in different areas itself. From air conditioning and heating perspective, we have better controls down to the office level, down to the suite level, so we could provide, if someone is working 24 hours, then they get that service and make sure that things don't get turned off. I mean, before renovation, we used to have electrical outages, for example, 30, 40, 100 a day just here and there. Now we have minimized that much, much more to almost zero. So I think from the overall perspective, it is a much better environment.
You had mentioned that as you did the tear down process, you found a few things that surprised you, like, you know, where some shortcuts may have been taken since it was built in about a year and a half.
Mm-hmm.
Did you find anything else that would have surprised you? Artifacts that were intentionally left behind or time capsules, anything like that? Or was that even an option back then? And conversely, did you leave anything behind when you rebuilt it?
We found few things, but not the time capsules and anything. Things like writings on the walls and somebody writing their names or things like that, or some old drawings from way back. I think one of the interesting things we found is the car parts, for example. And not sure
car parts?
Right. Valve block for a car, for a truck itself. So we found a couple of those things, but nothing unusual, or folks who have intentionally left something in there. We have kept a time capsule in the 9/11 area itself when we rebuild the Wedge 1, which was hit by 9/11. So we actually put a time capsule in there during that time frame when we rebuild it in 2002 time frame. So that's the only thing we have done.
And so that's going to be now the maybe opened in 50 years. The indication is that this will extend the life of the Pentagon by 50 years. Is that just a term of art, and do you actually expect the building to last indefinitely?
Well, I think if we keep up the proper life cycle updates and maintenance, I think the building will last for next 50 years or more. From the technology perspective, we are hoping that it's going to last longer than 5-10 years, because as you know, technology will keep changing. So we are hoping for a long life for the building itself, and I think from the structure perspective, it will last.
And just give us one statistic: how many miles of hallway are in there?
We have about 17.5 miles of hallways, corridors in the building.
All right, so you could almost have your own marathon in there and not even go by the same place more than twice.
That's right. We have lots of folks who use the hallways. We have folks who get in there exercise in there by just doing the walks and things like that. So we have long hallways.